jobs machines can't do.
Hi, Norma. And how was school today?
Mum, do you know any teens who want to talk about school when they come home?
Sorry. You're right. There was no question I hated more when I was a teen than how school had been.
It's okay. You're a mum after all. But actually, school was really interesting today.
It was? What did you do?
Well, we talked about robots and automatization and what it all does to jobs and work.
Why? What's the problem?
You see, computers and robots are taking over more and more jobs than humans used to do. Take, for example, the sorting of mail according to postcodes. There are no humans looking at one letter after the other and putting them in the right boxes. It's all done automatically by machines.
Machines can read the postcodes on letters?
They can. It's called artificial intelligence. A camera picks up the postcodes, and the computer then analyzes the picture to read the postcode. Machines can do quite a lot of things that are done over and over again.
Wow, I've never thought of that. Are there any jobs left for us humans then?
Oh yes, plenty. You see, jobs where you have to deal with new situations and problems all the time are quite safe. Machines can't do that.
You mean a job like a hotel receptionist? They have to deal with all kinds of people and all kinds of problems.
Yes and no. I mean, there are things a hotel receptionist does again and again, like checking in guests or handing out room keys. I think that machines can do these things. But a hotel receptionist has to do many other things, of course. If a guest gets sick, the hotel receptionist knows where the nearest chemist or hospital is. They also recommend cool places to visit. A computer can help them to do their job, for example, with all kinds of information, telephone numbers, and so on. But in my opinion, there has to be a person. Nobody wants to talk to a robot all the time.
Yes, I think so too. It's the same with shop assistants. In the end, I want to talk to someone. I want someone to tell me how I look in the shirt I like or recommend clothes that look good together.
Of course, the customers could pay at machines. When I'm happy with the clothes the shop assistant recommended to me, I have no problem to pay at a machine. If the shop assistant doesn't need to scan the items or collect my money, they have time to talk to the next customer. Shopping could be much more personal that way. More time to talk to each other.
I definitely like that. How about taxi drivers? I've read about cars that can drive on their own recently. Will they not make all drivers useless?
In my view, machines can easily work as taxi drivers. In the end, taxi drivers deal with the same problems again and again. Take somebody from A to B. Today, navigation software already tells us the way. So if the car can drive on its own, we don't need any drivers anymore. Of course, there's a question if people want to go with a driverless taxi. I mean, some people might not like the idea of sitting in a car without any human driver.
I know what you mean. There could still be some taxi drivers just to make people feel safe. They're not actually needed to drive the car, but they make people feel good. Yes, I can see that today really seems to have been interesting. But now, sit down for dinner.
Have you prepared it, or a robot chef?
100% homemade by me. Enjoy.